Okay, so I'm going to start talking while Michael and his team give you out pieces of paper. If you can listen and look at the same time, that'd be brilliant. Lovely. Because I'm afraid I've decided I'd do better with notes. So I've given you some PowerPoint slides. Can I see them? Yeah, I can see them as well. And the other thing is I still haven't got around to doing my varifocals, so I will go up and down. So I'm really not being rude if I look over my glasses at you, so I'm sorry about that. So, okay, really imaginative title. This is about money. It's about financial giving. We decided, much as we love Rob Dillingham and all that, and appreciate what he said to us, we're not going to read the Ananias and Sapphira passage, which is what he suggested he thought would be really fun to read, which is about people falling down dead. So we're not going to read that because that's not how we want to play it, really. So he'll have to find another church to do that for him. And also we are aware that there are different ways of giving. You know, time, I mean, such a large proportion of the church actually give their time voluntarily. It is quite amazing. It doesn't fit the normal 80-20 rule where 20% of people do 80% of the work. It's absolutely amazing. And we don't want to take away from that at all. But we do need finances. So that is what we're going to talk about at the moment. And the other thing is we don't want to put pressure on you. We know that there are going to be people who can't give any extra if they're giving any at all. They're really, really stretched. We've had a recession. Lots of people have been affected by it. So if you're in that group, please, there is no pressure. You might also be in a group that says, actually, I'm happy with what I give. I don't really think it's right. You know, you've talked to God about it. You're fine with it. And that's fine with us as well. So we don't want any pressure. But we do just want to bring this to you. And then really after that, we want it to be between you and God as to what you feel is the right way to go. Okay? So slide 2, thank you. Oh, yeah. Yeah, wonderful. Thank you. Okay, so there's a slight query. I don't know if we've sorted out the... Yeah, we're going to keep at 20,000. Some of the figures that we just heard made us suddenly wonder if we got the wrong figure. But we're going to keep at 20,000. That is what we think our shortfall will be if we carry on at this rate of giving. So by the end of the year, we'll be 20,000 short. That will lead to some quite tough choices, which Catherine will talk to you about in a bit. I can never get APCM and ACM right, but last year at this meeting, Giles talked to us about the giving having gone down for the various reasons that he spoke about. Last November, Chris and John did their talks about finance. Chris gave us like a really good detailed sheet about our background, where we want to go, the situation now. And we meant to follow up on that, but just events overtook us and we didn't. So we were going to do sort of, well, Chris was going to do monthly updates and we just didn't get around to it for one reason or another. So I'm really sorry about that. But Catherine will talk to you about that as well. So we've been monitoring it in the DCC and the leadership team. Oh, yeah, we were thinking, actually, Catherine and I are on the DCC, right? So if we're going to have some women, we were wondering what we are. Oh, Chris. We were outnumbered and we're going to be much more balanced than this lovely. No, but we did think we had to mention it. So we've been monitoring the finances and we for some time now have been thinking, actually, you know, we need to bring this to the church and raise it with them again. A, we have a duty to do that as a DCC. But actually, we feel that we are all in this together. You know, we are the church. All of us are the church. Yes, certain parts of the church, DCC and all that stuff, have responsibilities, but we are the church. And it was like a feeling that of, actually, let's get this out there. There are people out there who want to do stuff, who could do extra giving. And actually, it's a way of showing your commitment, you know, if that's how you feel. And we are all in this together. And there's nothing like, you know, as an adult setup, being involved and knowing all about it. So that was another reason that, you know, we felt that we wanted to do something about it, so that you can make informed choices about what you want to do. And then at the end of the year, obviously, it doesn't come as a surprise when we say, actually, it's looking a bit rubbish, or actually, it's looking really wonderful. So that was another reason. So we were thinking how best to do this and when, because the service is already, you know, really full. And next slide, the weekend away happened. And I'd sort of, sorry, Ali Lavender, wherever you are, I'd sort of started to ask people if they could stand up and say what you know, what they found really valuable about St. Matthew's and really special and everything. But actually, I was sitting there on the Sunday morning, and like thing after thing after thing happened, and I thought, sort of like, the scene's been set. You know, people, before I went in, people just seemed really happy and they were really together. And the Sunday morning service, when I come into that, actually that, because I'm evening normally, that, you know, there's a real sense of commitment and fellowship and friendship and all that sort of stuff. And then people started doing talks, and, you know, we've mentioned Ali's, and somebody said about the young people, and somebody else said about what it's done for them, and I thought, oh my word, this is brilliant. It's just sort of so set the scene. It was quite exciting, really. So Rob's talk was absolutely spot on. I won't go over that again, and we have had plenty of storming, but I think there is, you know, a sense of reforming and performing and thriving, and he looked forwards with us to that. So he acknowledged, you know, the rubbish that's happened and the difficult times, but actually he looked forward, which we thought was really good. So that was sort of negated the need for all that. And then we had about the children and youth, which is really good. Next slide, Catherine. Thank you. Oh, no, Charlotte. Sorry. So I'm assuming that we all like something about St. Matthew's because we all are still here. So we, on your sheet now, which I think you have, the tall sheets, the left-hand box has, we just thought we might give you a few pointers, a few sort of reminders about things that happen in St. Matthew's and therefore things that you might find really helpful and value. So we've heard about the children and youth work, and I am fairly sure that there are an awful lot of parents who find that they are just so grateful for that youth work. They seem to be really, really inspired and pleased with what's going on. It might be your house groups. You know, there seems to be so much going on in these house groups, and you seem to have a really good bonding. Might be the services, and they're different. All the services are really different, but actually it feels like people get things from those different services. And then in the right-hand box, which I won't go into because Giles has done that nice pie chart, that's what we have to spend in order to make the left-hand box happen. So then he also said about, I was going to put like an exclamation mark by the vicar, but I thought that might be a bit rude. So I didn't do that. We can't do anything about that expenditure. We can't do anything about parish share and stuff, which is what, and we wouldn't want to, which is what, you know, a large part of our giving is. There are other things that we can do. We've pared down, and believe me, when we have these meetings, we really look carefully at what we spend. So we really do keep it to a minimum. And the staff costs are one of those things, but again, we'll talk about that in just a second. And then I think it's the last one. Thank you. Which is, could you see yourself being able to financially get behind some of these things that we value and we want to increase? Because it's not just about being here because we enjoy them, which it's partly about that, but it's also, you know, we enjoy it. We find it really special. It helps our faith. And actually, we want to increase it. So this is what we are sort of asking you to sort of mull over, to sort of chat to God about, and just quietly between you and him, have a chat about whether you feel it is right. No pressure from anybody else, doesn't matter what anyone else is doing, just you and God. Which I worked out afterwards, probably that's probably called prayer. So do pray about it.
I think you all agree that we all belong to a great church. And whether it's that we benefit from clubs or groups for our children, whether it's just through networks and support networks and friendships, I think we all think that we're in an amazing place. But the reality is that these things don't just happen. You know, if we belong to secular clubs, if we go to the gym, if we belong to a choir, if we go and hire a football pitch to play on with our mates, ultimately there's a cost to that. And the church is no different. By coming here and belonging here, we are the people responsible for keeping it going. And I guess the sort of stark reality, I like the way I got this bit, the stark reality is we've heard brilliantly from John and Claire this morning, but if in a year's time we've got that £20,000 deficit, we will have to start losing our staff team. We will not be able to afford to keep them. And that children's work and that youth work is the thing that is likely to take the first hit, because we don't have control over some of the other things that we have to pay, like the parish share. And that's a really hard message, and I'm sorry that I'm the one saying it. But I think as a church, we all need to be aware of that's our position. That's how perilous it is, and none of us want to see that happen. And of course, we are going to do everything we can to make sure that this year, financially, by the end of it, we are sound. And we're going to, as a DCC, give you as a church regular updates so that you know exactly where we are with how much money is coming in. But we are in a severe position, and if we want all those brilliant things to continue, we need to really take seriously, each and every one of us, how we can help that happen. So we have a practical plan, and as Michelle has said, obviously, it's a really sensitive issue. Churches hate talking about money, and that's for a reason. You know, the church is the people, and we care about everyone. And as she has rightly said, we don't want anyone to leave this morning feeling bad because they think, oh, I can't afford to give any more. I give what I can give. That's perfectly fine. That is not the purpose of this morning. The purpose of this morning is just to ask those of us who perhaps might be able to review their giving to do so. And you'll see on the other side of the form that we've suggested that actually if each person who currently gives increase their giving by £2.50 a week, that's individually, so if a couple give, that'd be £5 a week, and £2.50 a week, you know, ultimately then would be enough to sustain all we do and enable us to keep going. And I know, you know, it begins to sound like a lot of money, but actually I began to think about my week and I thought, actually, that's my latte at Costa. And actually I maybe have a couple of them a week. Or actually that's when I go shopping and I do the thing that Martin tells me not to, which is, all good, minstrels and M&Ms are on two for £2.50. I'm going to put them in the trolley. It's those sort of little things, actually. When I start thinking about the things that I spend in a week that probably I could probably increase that and give that to the church, it sort of challenged me quite a bit. But ultimately, that just that amount would make a difference. It may be that there are some people sitting here going, that's too much, I can't do that, but I would like to increase my giving. Please don't let that amount stop you. There might be people sitting there going, actually, do you know what? I could afford to do more than that. And actually, this place and the work that goes on here is so vital that I want to think more about that and I'm willing to do that. It's really unusual for us to stand up here and make this sort of direct request, and we don't do it easily. But I think you agree that, you know, we're at a point as a church where we need to be realistic about where we are when we've got a year to work on it, rather than putting our heads in the sand and still loving all the things we do and then having an awful shock next year and thinking, why didn't somebody tell us? Perhaps we could have done something about it.